The food assistance goes to about 11,000 families, counting their children, that could be nearly 30,000 people statewide. They're immigrants who came here legally from countries all over the world. Toby Gavon with the advocacy group One America says some of them fell on hard times.
Folks who have had jobs have now lost their jobs. Families are struggling. They may be working jobs and the wages just aren't high enough to provide enough support for their family.
One impacted group comes from the Marshall Islands. That's where the U.S. tested nuclear bombs in the Pacific years ago. And the Marshallese get special rights to come to the U.S. They do pay taxes, but they don't qualify for regular food stamps. As part of welfare reform back in the 1990s, the federal government restricted how many immigrants can get food assistance. Washington added a supplementary program, but the state can save $15 million a year by cutting their payments in half. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.